Welcome to Chip Chat Network Insights, conversations exploring network transformation through interviews with industry experts.
Welcome to Chip Chat Network Insights. I'm Allison Klein. Today, I'm very excited to have Prasen Pate, CTO, Ensemble Adva Optical Networking. Welcome back, Prasen.
Thanks so much, Allison. It's a pleasure to be back with you.
So, Prasen, why don't you just provide an update on Adva Optical? I know that you've been on the program before, but I'm sure we've got some new listeners today.
Adva Optical provides a wide variety of hardware and software for communications service providers. The biggest part of our portfolio is optical transport equipment, but we also have a market-leading carrier Ethernet offering. I am in the Ensemble group, where we focus 100% on software aimed at network functions virtualization. And in particular, we're providing a network functions virtualization infrastructure, or NFVI, platform for COTS servers, as well as orchestration and control pieces that let operators build a unified and advanced NFV service offering.
Now, last time you were on the program, we talked a lot about SD-WAN 2.0 and where we were as an industry in terms of delivery of that technology. Can you give me a quick update?
Absolutely. What we were talking about as SD-WAN 2.0 was the migration of SD-WAN from being a standalone service built using appliances delivered by a single supplier, moving from that model to incorporating SD-WAN as part of an overall service offering that runs in a virtualized and cloud-native environment. Since that time, we have seen a lot of movement in the industry away from the old way of doing things into this new virtualized model. At Ensemble, we have an offering that we call SmartWAN, which is a platform for that. Now, within Ensemble, we don't provide the virtual network functions ourselves. The SD-WAN functionality, firewall, router, all of those types of capabilities are coming from our partners. What we're doing is providing an open software environment that lets those virtual network functions run and solve some of the problems that you incur when you move away from appliances. For example, if you have a standalone appliance, then very often they have some zero-touch capabilities where when you ship it to a customer, it'll call home. But if you move away from an appliance into a software environment and the functionality in the software is needed for connecting to the call home server, you have a chicken and egg problem. How can you do the call home function, take example of SD-WAN, when the SD-WAN virtual network function is not running yet? So with our SmartWAN platform, which implements some of the things we talked about with SD-WAN 2.0, our telco customers can get the benefits of SD-WAN functionality for rolling out advanced services and retain the capabilities that they like for things like zero-touch deployment. And onto that, we've added other capabilities such as support for LTE wireless. And this opens up some very interesting new capabilities. An operator can now send a standard COTS server, and the ones we're supporting today are all the Intel architecture servers, send that to a customer without having to send somebody on site and turn up service, even if they don't have wireline connectivity. And that changes getting telco services from a time scale of weeks and months to potentially overnight. And that's where we're seeing real innovation and the value of moving to NFV is doing things that you couldn't do before.
Now, moving forward, it seems like the networking arena is never slow on innovation. And there's a new topic that's come up called universal CPE. Tell me a little bit about that.
Well, what universal CPE means is replacing a variety of built-for-purpose appliances, things like routers and NIDs and firewalls, replacing those with standard off-the-shelf or COTS servers that are running software. The benefit of doing that is you move away from having to approve a wide variety of dedicated appliances and can now get off-the-shelf components for turning up services. Now, that has benefits in terms of cost because now you can have a competitive situation. We recently won the NFVI software part of the Verizon Universal CPE project. And as a part of that project, they picked a number of servers that they could deploy. And these were scaling from very low-end Atom servers up to multi-socket Xeon servers. All of these would run the same software from Ensemble and the same VNFs. So the work of doing the integration would only be done once, and then they could address a number of service offerings from very low-end 10, 100, 50 meg all the way up to 10 gig with a consistent architecture. But it gets even better than that. If you look at what it takes to deploy servers, it's not just shipping them out and maintaining them in inventory. Sometimes there's other factors such as import restrictions. If you look at a country like Brazil, it's very difficult to get equipment into the country. If, on the other hand, you can locally source a server, you can now turn up services without having to go through that trouble of doing the import homologation approvals. And the next step is even more interesting, and that's where you move away from sending a server to the customer providing their own server. And that's what people are starting to call bring your own hardware. So by moving away from closed appliances coming from a specific traditional supplier, moving from that to open servers, we've opened up the door for all kinds of innovation, all kinds of cost reduction, and the ability to meet the demands of an international telecommunications community wherever they may be. And that's very, very exciting.
What are the efforts in terms of driving the right standards and interoperability to ensure that this technology is deployed consistently across the industry? And where are the operators within this?
We've talked a lot about the benefits of this disaggregation, of breaking systems up into components. The flip side is, of course, that you have to put those components back together and create a working system, build a service from a set of components. And sometimes people start to use terms like microservices. The tier one operators like Verizon and AT&T and Orange and Telefonica have the wherewithal to take and be their own integrators. But that's a tougher slog for the Tier 2 and Tier 3 operators. So we see opportunities for value-added resellers and integrators to put together these components and bring an integrated offering to the smaller operators. Even though they're getting the offering from a single supplier, in this case of VAR, they have a forward-looking and modern architecture where they can replace components as needed. Another interesting aspect is compatibility in how well virtual network functions work together. Now we're seeing that they work much better, and support for technologies like Cloud Init are making it easier to bring new virtual network functions in and get them going quickly. So there are still challenges if you look at management and automation. And that's probably where the biggest amount of work remains. There is a lot of industry focus on that with efforts like open source Mano and ONAP trying to create large open source integrated platforms for doing the management and automation. There's still a lot of work to do there, but we're seeing services being deployed today. So this is not something that is, you know, everybody's sitting around waiting to get going. This is happening now. It's going to get better and it's going to get easier, but it is happening now.
What is Avda Optical's strategy in terms of delivering solutions in this space? And what can we look forward to as we head into 2018 in terms of solutions delivery?
In Ensemble, we have the runtime software, the connector, which is the NFV infrastructure part of our architecture. We also have an orchestrator. We also have a controller and something we call director, which takes on FCAP's capabilities. Those all work together. But in some cases, an operator may only want one piece. Some of our other customers are taking essentially the whole portfolio. So we build parts that can work together, but can also work with third-party hardware or software. And we think that's essential to match the needs of operators going forward. What we're doing in 2018 is continuing to build out our portfolio and the functionality. Bring your own hardware is going to take some new functionality, which we're bringing out. We also see that multi-cloud, being able to run applications between multiple data centers as well as customer prem, are important. Software encryption, service assurance, and continuing to work on the automation aspects. Those are all places where we'll see innovation from ADVA in 2018.
Final question for you. For those listening online who want to find out more about your solutions, where would you send them to find out more information and engage with members of your team?
We have quite a bit of information on our ADVA Optical website, including our Technically Speaking blog. I also do a lot of writing about the industry and the technology on LinkedIn. So they could go to our website or they could follow me on LinkedIn and get some good information.
All right. Well, thank you so much for being on the program today. It was a delight.
My pleasure, Allison.